Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This shir should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Moresi Sheyifu, and the schus Mordechai Elio Hillel Ben Yosef Halevi. He should have bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav. And the schus Moshita Ben Peshitina, the bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav. And the schus Rachel Bas Geula, bracha v'hatzlacha v'chol ma'aseh yadav. If anybody would like to dedicate and share in someone's honor, you may contact me. And we are going to be discussing the inyan of kedima b'mitzvahs based on the Torah of the great Gaon, Rosh Yeshiva, and Gaon Rebel Pvarsky Shlita, Panovitcher Rosh Yeshiva. The Radbaz in his Tshuvis, in the fourth volume, Simon Yud Gimel, a very, very famous tshuva, talks about somebody who was Chavish Beves HaAsurim, who was incarcerated, and the mayor, the local minister, whoever it was, gave him Rishus to go out for one day. So de Blasio says to him, "All right, Reb Yit, you have one day a year, you have a moratorium, you're out. One day, and you get to choose what that day is." And Kim for the Shaila, now we have the question, what day he should use? Should he wait till Yom Kippur? Because this way he'll be able to be, you know, daven in shul, bow down if anachnu korim l'mishtachavim fast, or maybe Purim, you have Mikra Megillah, you have Pirsumei Nisa, also not insignificant matters. What day? So the Radbaz answered David ben Zimra that we paskin ein mavir ala mitzvahs. You're now at a Passover mitzvahs, and therefore the first mitzvah that comes into his hand he should do. Doesn't matter kala chamura iata idea matan schar and shol mitzvahs. So memela, first day out, just get out, David shachas min chamar with a minion, do what you can. And the tshuvas chacham tzvi. And Simon Kuvav, he argues, because there's a Gemara in Menachos, 49a, that there's a Shiloh there about a Tzibor that doesn't have both Tamidim and Musafim. Which one should they get? Should they bring the Tamidim, or should they bring the Musafim? They have a choice. It's going to be either Tamidim or Musafim. Ezemam Kodim. And the Gemara says, you know what's better to bring? It's better to bring the Musafim. It's better to bring the Musafim. And not the Tamidim. Why? Because Musafim of today our Shabbos, our Yontif, so it's holier. So mitzad that, it's better to bring the Tamidim, the Musafim. On the other hand, the Tamidim of tomorrow are more Tadir. So maybe we should bring Tamidim the next day, because Tadir is more important. So Musafim today, or Tamidim tomorrow. The Gemara says, which is more important? Mekudash? So mitzad the Mekudash, you bring the Musafim. Or mitzad the Tadir, you bring the Tamidim, because Tadir is more common. And Tadir Sheno Tadir Tadir Kodem. So the Gemara's clear is, Hai Minayu Adif. Which one is better? Is Tamidim better? Or is Musafim better? Do we go with the Tadir? Or do we go with the Mekudesh? Azoy de Gemara had geklert. That's a Portuguese phrase that means that's what the Gemara asked. Now, according to the Radbaz, Even if Tadir is better, forget Tadir. Ein ma'aviron ala mitzvahs. So how can you do the Talmud of tomorrow and not the Musaf of today, even if you hold Tadir is more chashuv? But it doesn't matter. Ein ma'aviron ala mitzvahs. So it's clear that we don't say Ein ma'aviron ala mitzvahs unless they're equal. But maybe since Tadir is more chashuv, we're going to go with the Tadir. Since the Tadir is more chashuv, we're going to go with the Tadir, even though it's we're ma'aviron ala mitzvahs, we're waiting till tomorrow. That's pretty awesome. But this is a kasha on the Radbaz. Here you see that the Ein ma'aviron ala mitzvahs doesn't determine what you do. Ein ma'aviron ala mitzvahs is only when they're equal. Then you do the mitzvah that's closer. But if you have a reason to prefer this, the latter mitzvah, the later mitzvah, the mitzvah you have to pass over mitzvah A to get to mitzvah B, you do so. Why? Why? Because you go with the Tadiris. Since there's another reason to do it, you do it. So here also, go with the, don't go with what's now. Go with Yom Kippur, because Yom Kippur is more chashuv than now. Purim is more chashuv than now. So that's the machlokas, a very, very famous machlokas. It's an arichos about this in the Steichem and many other sefarim. What do you do? You go with Ma'avirin, Tadir Makudish. See from the Gemara, Tadir Makudish is going to beat a Ma'avirin. In the Mishnah LeMelech, in the first parak of Hilchos Megillah, in Halacha Yud Aleph, he brings the Ran, who writes with respect to Arim, Hamisupakos, Imei Mukafos Chomim Os Yeshua Binun. If you have cities that are in doubt as to whether they are walled from the time of Joshua, Ubofin Shu Safek Hashakult 50-50. So if you say Safek Devarim Lekula, you're not going to read it all. Because today you're going to say it's not walled. Today you're going to say it's walled on the 14th. Don't read. Tomorrow you're going to say it's not walled, Safek. Don't read. So we don't like that. So therefore, read on the first day and Patur the second day. Explains the Mishnah LeMelech. That we say to read on the first day, since you have to read one day, you have to read on the first day, because mitzvah bali yadel tzarech shikaimenu. A mitzvah that comes into your hand, you got to do it right away. But wait a second. Time out, coach. What about the Gemara in Menachos? The Gemara Menachos doesn't seem to hold that way. Gemara Menachos says you do what's more chashuv. And the Rambam in the 8th parak of Tmidu Musafim writes that since it's a davar shakel, you can do whichever you want. You could bring the Musafim today, the Tmidim tomorrow. So, is it so pasha that you do what's first? The Rambam doesn't say you do what's first. So the Lecha Mishnah writes, the Mishnah Melech writes that since it's a davar shakel, that you can, that since there are mitzvahs chalukos, there are two different mitzvahs, tamid and musafim, there the discussion is which one is preferable. Since it's a safek, do whichever one you want. Mashenken Mikra Megillah is one mitzvah. Pashit, you do it today. And the Fizeh, we can also understand the Radbaz in his tshuva. That's what he writes. And this is a Dvar Tema Pelav HaHafle. This is truly a wonder. Why is this truly a wonder? Because in the Tshuva of the Radbaz, he writes Lahejia that the Nidon is to wait for Mikra Megillah or Yom Kippur. Two mitzvahs chalukos. And yet the Radbaz says to do the first one. So what is the Lecha Mishnah telling us? Oh, now we understand the Mishnah Lecha telling us. Now we understand the Radbaz, who says to do the first one. Just like Mikra Megillah, you do the first one. The Radbaz says to do the first one. No. The Radbaz was talking about a case where it's Shtei Mitzvahs Chalukos. And the Lecha Mishnah writes, made that mistake about six times already. The Mishnah Lamelech writes that if it's Shtei Mitzvahs Chalukos, you go with the more chashuv mitzvah. This is against the Radbaz. Radbaz holds that if you have two mitzvahs chalukos, you do what's now. And the Gemara in Menachos seems to say, no, see which is more chashuv. So here also, when you have this doubt of which day to read Mikra Megillah, there it's one mitzvah, so then you do the first one. Do your dalet and not tesvav, it's one mitzvah, but if it's shtei mitzvahs chalukos, Ma'apetomi, do the more chashuv mitzvah. And that's against the Radbaz. How's this a proof for the Radbaz? That's a very big wonder in the Mishnah Lamelech. Ube'ikar divrei Mishnah Lamelech b'din arma misupakos l'mikra Megillah hareish l'chalek. He wants to bring the Heilige Mishnah Lamelech brings the Gemara Menachos for his Safik. But there, they're the same. What's the Nafkamina? He reads on Yadalid, reads Tesvav. Why is Yadalid, why is one better than the other? So therefore, read on the first day, Chaperayin. What's he bringing from Tamid Musafin? There we have a Safik Ma'adif. And we don't say Shkulim Haim. And there the Rambam writes that HaRishus Biyadu Lasis Mashi Yirtze. So the Karile, my Karile. What was he thinking, Bechalat, to bring in the Gemara Menachos? The Gemara Menachos is talking about two mitzvahs, and then there's that which is more important. But here we're dealing with one mitzvah. Pasha, do the first one. I go upon him a divrei Radbaz sarichi and measugi b'menachos. That if there's shtei mitzvahs chalukos, you go with what's better, what's more important. So Hagoyin Reberel suggests as follows. That there's a difference between mitzvahs and karbanos. All mitzvahs are called tzarech adam, like we see in Beitza 12a, that according to Beis Hillel, who holds mitoch shehutra letzarech, hutra nami shelo letzarech, what's mutter for ochel nefesh is also mutter not lochel nefesh, even if it's letzarech mitzvah. Letzarech mitzvah is yirtzarech. Bringing out a child for bris mila, tzarech mitzvah, it's yirtzarech. Tzarech mitzvah is called yirtzarech. Shita mekubetzetz, ksubis, in the name of the Ravid, learns it from the pasuk of lechem lechol tzarchechem. V'rei shebechlal tzarechei adam, who called Torah mitzvahs. Lachem l'chol tzarchechem. All your needs includes mitzvahs. Mashenkin b'karbanos, it's a machlokes, and beitza yotes, and we have opinions there that when it comes to karbanos, karbanos are called tzarech gavoa. It's a machlokes, a libet b'shamay or b'shilel, Medar Medavis and Craven Beyamtiv, low Craven Beyamtiv. But you see that time of the Beit Shammai is Lachem Elol Gavah. Lachem excludes Gavah. And therefore you don't bring the Dharma to Davis. Your table shouldn't be full, and your Rebbe's table empty. Thus meint, this means that what? That it's called Tzarech HaMokom. It's not Tzarech HaChem. So mitzvahs are called your Tzarech. Karbanos are God's Tzarech Kaviyachal, God's needs. According to this, it would appear that the din kadima of mitzvahs is different than the din kadima of karbanos. The inyan of kadima b'mitzvahs is that a mitzvah chamura is choshev yoyser lekayim of toelas gedoli laseb malosev izgulasa. If you have a more choshev mitzvah, so it's considered more choshev for you. And on that, the Radban says, no. How do they say it in Spanish? Memachnishkin cheshbonis. You don't make any cheshbonis. When you have two mitzvahs, one later, one now, you don't care which one is more chashuv. You do the mitzvah now. V'yata yodea maten schar and shel mitzvahs. Mitzvah ba liyotcha, tekaimena. When you have a mitzvah that comes into your hand, medaftin. You have to do the mitzvah. Because we're talking about mitzvahs which are called your needs. So which mitzvah do you need more? The more chashuv mitzvah or the less chashuv mitzvah? I would say the more chashuv. The Radbaz was smarter than me. And he said, no, you don't know what schar mitzvahs is. So you know what you got to do? You got to do the mitzvah now. And you tell your damn matin schar and shel mitzvahs. Mashen came be karbanos. The inyan of schus kedim is mitzad the chefts of the karban. Umalos el makablos shul gavoa. They were dealing with the rabban shel olam. And in such a case, there's kedim al karban shel mochar. In Harius, we see 13a in the Mishnah Gemara, who you're redeeming first from Beis Hashevi. Talmud Chacham called them lam aretz. So let's say you can't be pulled to the Talmud Chacham tomorrow, only tomorrow. And today you can be pulled to the Am Aretz and you don't have money for both. What's the din? If it's Talmud Chacham and Am Aretz today, you redeem the Talmud Chacham. But if it's the Talmud Chacham and the Am Aretz, Talmud Chacham, Morgan tomorrow, and the Am Aretz today, which one comes first? So the answer is that the Talmud Chacham, Lechora, the end, the Talmud Chacham comes first. Because it's Mischus Hashem Talmud Chacham. Like a Kohen called him Lelevi. And there's no nafkamina bizman apdiya. V'gam din pidyonu shel Talmud Chacham morgin. The din pidyon of a Talmud Chacham tomorrow precedes the pidyon of the Am Aretz today. I'll pay you on Tuesday for a hamburger today. You can do that. When it comes to redeeming a Talmud Chacham, even if it's going to be in the future, doesn't matter. You have to do it. You have to redeem it. Karbanos, there's a bigger maila to a certain heftz of a carbon. You have to redeem that. You have to bring the greater carbon first. And we see this lahedya in the set table. Rabbi Joseph Caro was the chief rabbi of Safed, the rabbi of the young Israel of Safed. And he says, in the laws of Tzedakah, in chapter 252, in the ninth paragraph, he says, if you had a lot of aniyim in front of you, and you can't support all of them, Kohen precedes a Levi. Levi, Yisrael, Talmud Chacham, Am Aretz. See their Dinei Kedima. Lahalan, later on, in paragraph 11, Rebbe, Shai Mitztar, Shinasan Pitel Amaretz, Shmuda Vishne Batsaris, Mashi Ochal Amaretz, Yechzel Talmud Chacham. We see that Rebbe, Atzar, he gave his bread in a famine year. To an Am Aretz. And he said, I could have given it to a Talmud Chacham. We're talking about a case, the Gemara Bava Basra, 8a. We're talking about a case where the Talmud Chacham is going to be lacking afterwards. Afterwards. And the Am Aretz was now. And yet Rebbe said, I should have given it to the Talmud Chacham later, not to the Am Aretz now. Shulchan Aruch, Behemshech HaDvarim. If somebody's coming to you, and he's Meis Barov, Chayv Lachyos, so even if it's a Suffolk, later on the Talmud Chacham is not going to be able to get, only because it's a Suffolk. But Me'ikar Mitzvah Staka, you're Me'akev in a Sin and Am Aretz, to give the Talmud Chacham Lachar Zman. Because the Talmud Chacham precedes the Am Aretz. And this is Mefurish in the Bach, not the composer, the rabbi. And when it's talk about a Talmud Chacham and an Am Aretz, now when it comes to a Talmud Chacham and an Am Aretz, even if the Am Aretz is gonna needs now, and the Talmud Chacham needs later, you still get the Talmud Chacham later. He's explicit about that, Mike. He's explicit about that because he has Kadima. He has the Mail over the Am Aretz. So therefore, Talmud Chacham comes first, even if he's later. Oh! Ay bazoi! That is a German word that means, if that is the case, then what? The same would apply to Korbanos! Korbanos are given going to Gavoa, and they have a mile, just like the Talmud Chacham is a mile over the Am Aretz. This carbon is a mile over the other carbon. So mele, even if it's going to be given later, since it has a bigger skula, you have to give it to Gavoa. The carbon has kadima. When it comes to you, that's mitzvahs. That's your needs. When it comes to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we know this carbon is more chashiv than the other carbon. So you got to give the carbon that has kadima. When you give to HaKadosh Baruch Hu this carbon, what's a greater giving? A greater giving is the greater carbon. So you wait. What was the Rabbaz talking about? Rabbaz talking about you doing a mitzvah. You doing a mitzvah, ain't a teodea matin scharin shal mitzvahs. So chaperein. When it comes to korbanos, you ask the kasha from korbanos. Korbanos, as we explained, is a different din. There you have to give them more chash of a carbon. Okay, mahalach. We definitely need to, God should give us life. We're not making a net there, but we hope to return to this sugya. Lachzor v'lishnos perek zeh. V'liskos emirtza Hashem. V'karov mamish. To go deeper into this inyan, see other approaches, help, and see Bakar of Binyan Abayis. As always, we hope, we pray. Achakel v'chol yom sheyavo. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.